Right, good afternoon. I'm going to try and turn this into discussion as much as I can, because as you can hear, my throat is suffering already. I'm Jonathan. I'm one of four of the Debian account managers. And when I asked who was doing this out of the four of us a few days ago, the answer was, well, you're the only one there, so have fun. So here we are. So I'm going to recap very quickly for people who aren't involved in this process at all, who's who and who ends up in which bits of the process. And then there is some news that we have if you're already involved in the process, because Enrico has had a burst of activity recently and rewritten everything under the world. And then we can have discuss anything that anybody wants to bring up or that I managed to pick on people to talk about. So so who is completely new to this, isn't involved at all? Give me a wave. Completely new. You don't count. Okay, so a few. So who's in the process? We have several teams and several different groups of people who take a part in this. So the account managers, and then there are also front desk involved in doing the administrative work to make all the things, make all the wheels go round. We have Keyring. Who's here from Keyring? Jonathan and Gunnar. Is anybody here from front desk? I can't remember if I was expecting anyone. No. So the keyring maintainers put the keys in and out the keyring as we need them to. And then we have Debian maintainers. Are you here? Any Debian maintainers? Not developers, just maintainers. One, because okay, one or two. If you're unfamiliar with the term, the Debian maintainer has limited upload rights on some packages. So they're not a Debian member as in the formal sense. There's no voting rights or archive-wide access, but you can have limited rights. And the intention is that you can get used to doing some uploads with some packages, build up some history, and then perhaps become a DD later on. Then we have Debian developers who are full members, and they can be uploading. But for some years now, we have also had non-uploading developers. The only difference is that uploading developers can upload things and non-uploading developers cannot upload things. It is as straightforward as that. So a DDNU, as we call them, has all the voting and delegation rights and so on that an uploading developer does. So do we have non-uploading developers at all, Andy? And uploading developers? And if I haven't caught you yet, who did I miss out? Oh, okay. I'm not as ill as I thought.
You haven't listed AMs.
Sorry?
You haven't listed AMs.
Application managers are Debian developers who have some experience in the project and who take an applicant and guide them through the new maintainers process and decide whether they think that they were going to recommend them to become a Debian developer and then report back to the account managers. And then finally, we have contributors, who is everybody else who's not involved, because if you're contributing to Debian, you are by de facto a Debian contributor. So we would normally expect that you're a contributor for a little while, and then when you decide you want to join the project formally, you're an applicant for a little while, and you might go on to become one of the three categories of member that we have. If you have been a Debian developer for a little while, then either you will volunteer or I might hunt you down and say, you want to be an application manager, don't you? Because I have a queue, and I always have a queue. So if you are sat in here and you're a DD and you have been for more than about 3 days and you'd like to be an application manager, please come and talk to me, because there is a queue, as there always is. All of these processes are now handled by the nm.debian.org database and website that goes with it. So Debian maintainers has for some years has been handled by Annabelle almost exclusively, but it's always been a long-term goal to fold that into the rest of the processes, and that's now complete. So if you are used to the NM website, you'll find that there are new style processes and the old style ones that are in progress will be completed, but then they'll be archived. New style processes take lots of the work out for you because you don't need to do the SC and DMUP agreement anymore. You don't need to get a declaration of intent from your applicant. You don't need to get their login name, and you don't need to get their forwarding address, and you don't need to make sure that they've got the biography, because the website will enforce all of this before they even reach you. So if you're an AM, or if you're thinking about being an AM but think that sounds like an awful lot of desk work, we took it all away. It's fine. You don't have to do any of that anymore. New style processes are much quicker to take place in the few that we've been doing, because the administrative work is already out of the way. So as an application manager, what I'm looking for when you recommend or don't an applicant is that you can find sufficient evidence in the archive or in their social work that they're doing good work and they're doing it consistently and they're a good social fit. And if all those boxes are true, then there's very little you should find that you're needing to discuss with them. You should be able to find most of that activity already. If there isn't evidence like that in the archive, that's probably an indication that they're not ready to be a full developer yet. So new style processes are lovely, and if you're applying in the future, you will be on a new style process. There's only a handful of old ones still left to run. There is one exception to this, which is collabmate access, which is still a manual process because automating it probably involves screen scraping Fusion Forge, and nobody's really felt very enthusiastic about that to date. And it's probably dangerous as well. So we are still handling collabmate requests by hand. Signed mail to front desk, I am a Debian maintainer and I'd like to get to collabmate, or I am a DD, no, sorry, a DD has collabmate already. Or I am working with this person and I'd like them to have collabmate access, and it'll be turned around. If you're feeling enthusiastic, we could do with some help with documenting all this, because documentation is not our strong point. So updating some of the wiki pages, which talk about old processes and talk about mailing front desk for lots of things and so on, need tidying up. Documentation on the main website could do with harmonizing so that there are places where we talk about three or four ways of doing things. If you're an application manager at the moment, we could do with more people on front desk, because there's a natural graduation from front desk to account manager, but then we don't really have many people coming through at the other end of that chain. Front desk is quite interesting. You'll meet many of the applicants who are coming through, and you'll also get to know the developers who are working as AMs quite well. So it's an interesting job. That you do not need to make judgment decisions about applicants. It's purely administrative, so you don't need to worry about having to have difficult conversations with people. And at the end of the process, you check that all of the applicants' details are right and that their application is ready to be reviewed, and that's about all. So if you fancy being a front desk member, please come and have a word with me. And if you're a developer and you think that you might like to be an application manager, you're also very welcome to come and talk to me. I could probably do with one or maybe two who are prepared to do non-uploading applications, which are, because they're less technical, it's less easy to get a grind on what somebody's up to. So you get to know the applicant a little bit better with those. And we could always do with new uploading AMs as well. You don't necessarily need to be exclusive to one or the other. I can feed you whichever you fancy doing next. So if you're in the process now, how are you finding it? Or perhaps I should rephrase that. Who's in the process now? One. How are you finding it?
I'm still in the old process. My phone. I'm still in the old process. I hope for the new process because the old one was a bit complicated and such too much things around. I would have preferred to be in the new process of NM, but it works.
How long have you been in your process?
I applied officially in February.
Okay.
Right. Had to wait a few months for my advocacies, and now we are just sorting out the rest.
Good. February to June or July, getting your advocacies and getting into an application manager is probably about the kind of queue we're at the moment. What I'm hoping and would like very much is that we can